بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الذين استكبروا للذين استضعفوا أنحن صددناكم عن الهدى بعد إذ جاءكم بل كنتم مجرمين.
Verse number 32. The leaders who are arrogant to the truth will say to the followers they oppressed, "Did we stop you from the guidance which Muhammad brought? No, but rather, you are the wrongdoers, and the people who are corrupt, spreading immorality."
وقال الذين استضعفوا للذين استكبروا بل مكر الليل والنهار إذ تأمروننا أن نكفر بالله بل مكر الليل والنهار إذ تأمروننا أن نكفر بالله ونجعل له أندادا وأسروا الندامة لما رأوا العذاب وجعلنا الأغلال في أعناق الذين كفروا هل يجزون إلا ما كانوا يعملون.
Verse number 33. The followers who are oppressed by their leaders will say to their leaders who are arrogant to the truth, "But you're scheming about us night and day, stopped us from guidance, when you would order us to disbelieve in Allah and to worship creations besides Him." And they will hide the regret over the disbelief they were on in this world when they see the punishment. And they will know they are going to be punished, and I will put chains on the necks of the disbelievers. They will not be given this reward except for that they used to do in the world, namely worshipping others besides Allah and committing sins. To console the Messenger, peace be upon him, when his people denied him, Allah reminded that denial was the practice of nations before him. He said,
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِّن نَذِيرٍ إِلَّا قَالَ مُتْرَفُوهَا إِنَّا بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِهِ كَافِرُونَ.
Verse number 34. I have not sent a messenger in any city to warn of Allah's punishment, except that the affluent people in it, amongst those of power, fame and wealth, said, "We are of what you have been sent with, O messengers, disbelievers."
وَقَالُوا نَحْنُ أَكْثَرُ أَمْوَالًا وَأَوْلَادًا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ.
Verse number 35. And these people of fame said braggingly and boastfully, "We are more in wealth and more in children." And your claim that we will be punished is a lie, as we will not be punished in this world, nor in the hereafter.
قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبَسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
Verse number 36. O Messenger, say to these who have been deceived by favors they have been given, "My Lord expands provision for whom He wants, to test whether he is grateful or ungrateful, and he makes it tight for whom he wants, to test whether he is patient or becomes upset. But most people do not know that Allah is wise. He does not decree a matter except due to complete wisdom, which is known to those who know, and which the ignorant are unaware of."
وَمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ بِالَّتِي تُقَرِّبُكُمْ عِندَنَا زُلْفَى إلا من آمن وعمل صالحا إلا من آمن وعمل صالحا فأولئك لهم جزاء الضعف بما عملوا وهم في الغرفات آمنون.
Verse number 37. And your wealth and your children, which you boast over, are not what leads you to Allah's pleasure. But the one who believes in Allah and does good actions has acquired a multiplied reward. His wealth draws him closer to Allah by him spending it in Allah's way. And his children also are a means of raising his rank by their prayers for him. So those believers who do good deeds, for them is a multiple reward for the good they did. And they will be in the higher ranks of paradise, safe from whatever they fear, punishment, death, and ending of joy.
والذين يسعون في آياتنا معاجزين أولئك في العذاب محضرون.
Verse number 38. And the disbelievers, who make it their utmost effort to turn people away from our verses and strive hard to achieve these goals of theirs, are losers in this world and will be punished in the hereafter.
قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَقْدِرُ لَهُ وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ.
Verse number 39. O Messenger, say, my Lord expands provision for whom he wants from his creation, and makes it tight for whom he wants. And whatever you spend in Allah's way, Allah will replace it for you in this world by giving you what is better than that, and by giving you great reward in the hereafter. And Allah is the best of providers, so whoever seeks provision should resort to Him. Beneficial points. 1. The leaders disassociating themselves from the followers, and the followers from the leaders, will not excuse either of them from their responsibility. 2. Affluence distances from complying with the truth and submitting to it. 3. A believer is benefited through his wealth and children, whilst a disbeliever is not benefited through them. 4. Spending in the path of Allah leads to recompensing wealth in this world and good reward in the hereafter.
وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ يَقُولُ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ أَهَؤُلَاءِ إِيَّاكُمْ كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ.
Verse number 40. O Messenger, remember the day Allah will gather them all, then Allah will say to the angels, to scold the idolaters and rebuke them. Are these the ones who used to worship you in the worldly life besides Allah?
قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ أَنْتَ وَلِيُّنَا مِنْ دُونِهِمْ بَلْ كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ الْجِنَّ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِهِمْ مُؤْمِنُونَ.
Verse number 41. The angels will say, you are pure and exalted. You are our guardian, not them, so there is no friendship between us and them. But rather, these idolaters used to worship the Satans. They used to appear to them as angels, so they would worship them besides Allah. Most of them were believers in them.
فَالْيَوْمَ لَا يَمْلِكُ بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا وَنَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ النَّارِ ونقول للذين ظلموا ذوقوا عذاب النار التي كنتم بها تكذبون.
Verse number 42. On the day of gathering and reckoning, the worshipped will not be able to benefit those who worship them, besides Allah in the world, nor will they be able to harm them. And I will say to those who wrong themselves through disbelief and sins, taste the punishment of the fire which you used to deny in the world.
وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ قَالُوا مَا هَذَا إِلَّا رَجُلٌ يُرِيدُ أَن يَصُدَّكُمْ عَمَّا كَانَ يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُكُمْ قَالُوا مَا هَذَا إِلَّا رَجُلٌ يُرِيدُ أَن يَصُدَّكُمْ عَمَّا كَانَ يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَقَالُوا مَا هَذَا إِلَّا إِفْكٌ مُفْتَرًى وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلْحَقِّ
Verse number 43. And when you read to these denying idolaters, our clear verses revealed to our messenger, and in which there is no uncertainty, they say, "This is a mere human being who has brought this message to divert us away from the path of our forefathers." And they said, "The Qur'an is nothing but a fabricated lie against Allah." And those who disbelieved in Allah said, "Regarding the Qur'an when it came to them from Allah, this is nothing but clear magic to separate between husband and wife and son and father."
وَمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ كُتُبٍ يَدْرُسُونَهَا وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ قَبْلَكَ مِنْ نَذِيرٍ.
Verse number 44. And I have not given them books, which they are reading, which may be a reason for them to pass judgment on the Qur'an, being a lie which Muhammad fabricated, nor did I send towards them, before sending you, O Messenger, a messenger who would warn them of Allah's punishment.
وَكَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَمَا بَلَغُوا مِعْشَارَ مَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ فَكَذَّبُوا رُسُلِي فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ.
Verse number 45. And the previous nations such as Ad, Thamud, and the people of Lut denied, and the idolaters from your people have not reached even a tenth of their strength, might, and numbers the previous nations reached. Every one of them denied their messenger, so the wealth, strength, and numbers they were given did not benefit, and so my punishment befell them. So see the outcome of my reproachment and that of my punishment.
قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَعِظُكُمْ بِوَاحِدَةٍ أَنْ تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ مَثْنَى وَفُرَادَى ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُوا مَا بِصَاحِبِكُمْ مِنْ جِنَّةٍ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ لَكُمْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ عَذَابٍ شَدِيدٍ.
Verse number 46. Say, O Messenger, to these idolaters, I only direct you to and advise you of one characteristic, which is that you stand free from desires, for Allah's sake, in twos and individually. Then think about the life of your companion, and what you know of his intelligence, truthfulness, and trustworthiness, so that it becomes clear to you that he, peace be upon him, is not insane. He is not but a warner to you before a severe punishment, if you do not repent to Allah from associating partners with Him.
قُلْ مَا سَأَلْتُكُمْ مِنْ أَجْرٍ فَهُوَ لَكُمْ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ
Verse number 47. O Messenger, say to these idolaters who reject, whatever reward or payment I ask you for the guidance and good I have brought to you, then it is assuming it exists for you. My reward is only with Allah alone, and He is witness to everything. He witnesses that I conveyed to you, and witnesses your actions, and will then give you their full reward. After He stated the proof against the people of falsehood and idolatry, He stated that this is His practice, and so He said,
قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ
Verse number 48. O Messenger, say, My Lord will empower the truth over falsehood, thus invalidating it, and He is the knower of the ghaib. Nothing in the heavens or the earth is hidden from Him, and the actions of His servants are not hidden from Him. Beneficial points. 1. The angels will disassociate themselves on the Day of Judgment from the claim of some of the idolaters that they used to worship them. 2. The Satans deceived the idolaters when they would claim to them that they are angels, and so the idolaters would worship them. 3. Blind following of forefathers diverts from guidance. 4. Detaching oneself from desires and thinking objectively is a means of reaching the correct conclusion and right mindset. 5. A caller towards Allah does not await reward from any person, but rather, he only expects it from the Lord of people.